Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolphe Bey Israel.
And my dear Bey Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consists of so-called Latino Americans, so-called Native Americans, so-called African Americans. So this is the Heavenly Father's Last Call. We do this show every week from 11 o'clock to 12 p.m. And then after that, we go into, which is our Power Talk, which you can catch us on Power Talk from 12 to 1. I want to mention also a few of the ministries that we have. My brother, Adir Bey Israel, does a video on Saturday evenings on YouTube. You can catch his videos on Saturday evening. And also, you can catch my brother, Benaiah Bey Israel. He does videos also on YouTube. And also, our brother, Chase, does videos on YouTube. So you can catch all three of my brother's videos on YouTube. Now, I want to name a few of the other ministries that we have. We have a book binding ministry that we promote, the Nag Hammadi book. So if anybody are interested in a Nag Hammadi book and need help, you can go through our ministry and we can see what we can do to get you a Nag Hammadi book. So you can use my email, which is either dotaman@AOL, or my brother Adir's email, which is adirbeyisrael@gmail.com. So if you leave your name and description in the box and your phone number, we'll get back with you. Now, we also have a food ministry that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. So we also cater to single mothers with children, single fathers with children, or mothers and fathers with children. That's of our nation. You can leave your name and phone number in the description box at dotaman@AOL.com or at my brother's adirbeyisrael@gmail.com. Leave your name and number in the description box and we'll get right back with you. Now, being though that said, I also want to mention that we do have a phone number that you can reach us on our Blog Talk Radio show, which is 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. Now, being though that said, I would like to get into our ministry today, and the topic is, what is Light Brothers' mission on this earth? Now, we know that all throughout the Bible, you know, it speaks of an anointed class that consists of 144,000 anointed brothers and sisters that's on this planet, and things that they will do and things that they will accomplish, and what is their mission and goal on this planet. So we're going to get into some of that today. And we can see, as we're in these turbulent times that we see and that's taking place, that Light brothers and sisters have a big mission and job before them. So let me go into one of the scriptures. Our first scripture of the day is coming from Matthew 10:6-8. Again, Matthew 10:6-8. Now listen how Messiah described why he came, okay? Now, at Matthew 10:6-8, it says, but I go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely ye give. Okay, now, who was Messiah talking to? Who was he speaking to when he was giving out these instructions? He was talking to the apostles at that time, which was Light Brother, and in no time, that's what Light Brothers did. And guess what? That's what we do today. Nothing changed, only the times. You see, now, they had to physically go from town to town, and they had it a little tougher. They had to walk. But now we have Blog Talk Radio shows. We have videos we make. We have technology. So we coexist the same way, but just in a different time. We incarnated in a different time, so now we use the technology that the Father, Mother allow us to use so that we can preach these, you know, these words and get this light and truth out to y'all. So no difference. You know, that's why Messiah gave these instructions for light brothers and sisters to do. No different. Now, I want to take you to our next scripture at Matthew 11:1. Now, check this out. This verse is Matthew 11:1. Now, listen what this says. Now it came to pass, when Messiah finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and preach in the cities. Okay. Like I said, similar precept from the last one, they went and teached and preached in cities and towns. Now, we still teach and preach in cities and towns through the internet, through videos, through technology, through different things, same, similar aspect what they did then, we just doing now with technology, and we can get out now to more people for the technology that we have. So, you know, another thing that corresponds with our title, what is Light Brothers' mission on this job? Now, Messiah is giving us the mission that he did and the mission that we follow in Messiah footsteps and still doing. So that's another one. Now, I got another. My third scripture is coming from Matthew 28:19, King James Version. Now, listen to this. It says, go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to rectify this because this get real construed. And I want to rectify this with my brother and so y'all can understand what this scripture really means. Now, I want to mention my big brother Judah. He does a lot of, when he speaks about our nation, he's talking about a specific people. You know, it says go out to all nations. He does a fantastic job on explaining who our nation is, mm-hmm. You know, where they at, where they come from. Okay, now, when it says go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, he didn't mean all the nations like the Edomite nations, the Japanese nations. See, when he was talking about the nations, see, Messiah, Apostle Paul, they knew where these our nations were at. So they went to certain towns where our nations were at, us so-called Latino Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called Native Americans. They knew where they were at. So they would go to them places and preach to our nation.
Yes.
You see? And that's what Messiah was saying. When he said, go baptize them and I go speak that truth to them. Wake them up. You see what I'm saying? And let them know that who they are. You see what I'm saying? But that's referring to the places where we was already at.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we was there and we knew we was there. That's why Paul and Peter and James and John, they can go and preach at them certain places because they knew our nation was there. So I wanted to clear that up. That's why I mentioned Big Judah. If you watch his video, he speaks a lot about where our nation's at and who they consist of, even in the Ireland and even in different parts of Europe and Russia. Our nation was already there first, you see. And that's why I referred to Big Judah. But, you know, just letting you know what this scripture means, because people blow it out of proportion when they say all nations. They thinking about the whole world. No. It wasn't consistent. Messiah. And this next scripture I'm going to go into, going to show you Messiah didn't mean the whole world. Right. So check this out. Now listen to this. Matthew 10:5. Now listen what Messiah said. Now this is going to precept off this scripture that I told you about going to all nations. It says, these 12 Messiah sent forth and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of Samaritans. Now, why would Messiah say that? He just told you to go to all nations, right? See, so this alone showing you, he said, do not go to them. Do not go to the Gentiles. Do not go to the Samaritans, because they was not of our nation. Messiah just told you, I came to preach, you know, saying to Israel, go preach the kingdom of heaven at hand and heal the sick. He was talking about our nation. He was talking about the lost sheep of Israel. That's what he meant. So that's why it tells you in this verse at Matthew 10:5, he commanded. This is listen, when he commands something, he's telling you it's a command not to go. So it ain't just saying, it's a command. Messiah said, do not go. I command them, saying, do not go in their way of the Gentiles. Because he knew that the Gentiles was wicked, and he knew that the Gentiles will mess everything up that you're trying to do, and it'll be a waste of time. He said, do not give your pearls to swine and dogs so they don't trample down on them. That's why he said that. Do not go into that.
Right. And look, also, too, it's said that you have to say this all the time, but to know the true people, you must look at slavery.
Yes.
Slavery is the key to the people, and not just slavery, because you got you got some nations want to claim they slaves now. They got a program on TV talking about they got these fake old white Jews on there talking about they were slaves. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to equate this up to slavery now. To my, oh, we were slaves too. Y'all want to know that slaves. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody want to be slaves. Knowing what we saying, that's how you can tell the true people. And not just slavery, but when they were slaughtered, murdered, and killed, and nobody cared. You know what I'm saying? Nobody took up a cause to stop or help them. Now you see them around these nations right here now talking about they have women and children being slaughtered and separated. You did that to our people and you didn't care. Now all of a sudden you care. But the part that kills me is now you look around on TV and hear them talking about they were slaves too. They wasn't no dang slaves.
Right.
Man, people was terrible. Get back to my brother.
Right, brother. But see, they always, see, what happened is they always try to claim our identity. It's always been that way. In Genesis, it says they hide themselves in the tents of Shem. I'm, you know, paraphrasing, but that's what they said. They try to hide themselves in the tents of Shem. In other words, they try to fake it to make it to be like us.
Right.
You see?
Right.
In any way that they can.
Right.
Now, you know, getting back to like brothers and sisters' mission on this planet. You see, this was our mission. Preach, teach, make disciples. You see, which we do, you know, all the time. This is what like brethren do. This is part of the mission that they do. Now, we're about to get into some heavier things now. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm coming out of the Keys of Enoch. The Keys of Enoch, verse 1 and 2. On 263. Now, this is going to give you a description of who we are, like brothers, and what are we doing. Now, check this out. It says, the key of the paradise sun creation tells us that the higher evolution is coded within the people who are known as the true Israel. This Israel is not a physical, historical, or ethnic. It is a Israel of all vibratory levels of light, energy used in the programming of human consciousness. The keys use the words true Israel, just as great teachers of the Kabbalah have spoken of in versatile Israel. When they say versatile, Versetides mean true Israel, the original people, the true people. So this gives us a description of what the elect or what the light brothers, who are they? It's giving us more of a description of, it calls us the true Israel. You see, it's speaking of us as the true Israel. Now check this out. I want to take us to the next scripture. Now listen to this. The next scripture coming from the Keys of Enoch, 2, 3, and 4 on page 263. Listen to this. Now, Keys of Enoch, page 263, 3 and 4. Listen what it says. This is the spiritual Israel, which is peoplehood that is not clinging to one tradition or prophecy, not working with one alpha omega cosmology. Israel is the peoplehood of all great minds, dimensions of the Father. The keys tell us that true Israel is also known as children of light. They are the children who expresses different light emanations, yet working with the seven rays of creation. They are the people with one divine purpose who contends with God until victory. They are the people who are the light continually with this light. They continually transform the material side of creation to be in accordance with the will of the Father. They do this by demonstrating their higher spiritual truths proclaimed to all people.
Right.
Now, see, this here just gave a perfect description of when my brothers, like Brother Adair, Brother Benaiah, Brother Chase, when they doing their videos, see, they giving you this higher spiritual information that you never probably heard of because they children of light, you see. And this type of, you know, wisdom and knowledge, you see, it says they are children who express different light emanations, yet that works with the seven ray of creation of the people. You know, this is going back straight to the upper eons, and this information is coming from not only the brotherhood of light, but it's coming direct from our mother, father, this type of information. So it separates. See, it's a separation from anything you heard. Like, right, you'll hear people say, man, I've never heard of that.
Right.
You see, because that's that divine light that's coming from our father and mother that my brother is expressing through his videos. And it's giving a personal description of them. You know, all brothers and sisters that's telling this light and truth.
Right.
You see. Now we're going to go into the next scripture. Now this gets even heavier.
But don't, let me read.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Let me read something real fast. Mm-hmm. Now, like my brother would just said, and I say this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother just said this, and this is key. When you say Israel, people just think Israel in the Middle East.
Right.
But we was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, these little wicked dang Edomites, I've always seen them wicked chokers.
Mm-hmm.
They got Qumran caves in China, too. But they don't tell you that. You got to look it up specifically. Now, in the Keys of Enoch, when they say, on page 263, it say, under the guidance of the sons of light, the true Israel brought the scriptures to the light to the community of Qumran. That's talking about China. They got a Qumran in China too, but they don't want to tell you that. China try to always act like they ain't got nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then it say, the true Israel brought the scriptures to the light to the community of Alexandria. That's in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It say, the true Israel brought the scriptures to the light of the Toca, Macon, that's in Mexico Basin.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say, and Tibet. That's China.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It say, the true Israel brought the scriptures to the light to the community of the Nag Hammadi in Egypt. It say, and the true Israel brought the scriptures to the light to the Great Salt Lake.
Right.
That's Utah, yep. America.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I always say we really not Israel. We really are just Pierpoint Bank, the Sons of Light.
Right.
Period.
Right.
But we took on different names on the pencil where we at and what civilization we was in.
Mm-hmm.
But the last civilization we incarnated was Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the point I be saying. That's why the father and the mother say, I'm going to gather them for the four corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like my brother Rodolfo always said, Big Judo would talk about the four part.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know it's America. You know what I'm saying? So let you know America's section in the four parts. America is as above, so below. The heavenly cross and the cross on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? The cross really is the name of the Most High. That's the cross. It has multiple meanings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let Rodolfo get back. I'm just letting you know that we are everywhere. The name of us, that's why I keep talking about our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just can't go out there and say, here is a light. No, it goes with those specific, special hidden DNA within our DNA that they can't crack.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm giving back Rodolfo. But that's why they be wanting you to give your DNA to the Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. Let me find out where I'm from. And you got these terrible niggas out here. They're like, yeah, let me find out where I'm from. Forget that. Don't be sending them nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because they want your DNA. Because
right.
They're trying to crack the code so they can try to make weapons to stop you. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to be able to do it anyway. But that's what they doing.
Right.
Stop falling for that to my Ancestry.com. We were slaves. You know what I'm saying? They can't tell us what the hell we was at.
Right. Right, brother. And you see, that's funny you say that because, see, they do what, see, wickedness don't stop with the Edomites. They
go with all kind of conniving
with, oh, if that don't work, oh, we will use that. If that don't work, we're going to use that. You see, but yet they try to stop something that can't be stopped.
Right.
You can't, that's just like, okay, somebody say, okay, stop breathing the air. You're going to start breathing that air again because you need it.
Right.
You see, you can't stop. They do it in any given way. They,
right.
Look, they took our books from us.
Mm-hmm.
They put it into the Vatican.
Right.
Yet the Father still give it to us in many different ways.
Right.
You see, it's some things just can't be stopped.
Right.
And they just can't stop what's about to come.
Right.
They can't stop it.
Right.
But they will try.
Right.
They will lie.
Right.
They will steal.
Right.
They will kill, rob, and rape.
Right.
But they can't stop with the divine mother and heavenly father meant to come to be, no matter which way they turn it.
And look, I'm going to say this too.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it was so amazing when I read the Nag Hammadi. That's why my brother, Yaquab, he said everybody needs a Nag Hammadi, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah said this out of the Nag Hammadi. When he began to create, he said, one of the main things he wanted was victory. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted victory. So like my brother Rodolfo just said, it don't matter what they do. Victory has been given to us from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter what they do. That's why I told you, if you thinking about what they're going to do to you all scared and stuff, there's nothing they can do to you. Period. Mm-hmm. Victory already been given to us. That's why Messiah asked for victory from the beginning. That's why it is said, and then the Father said, my son will be victorious from the beginning. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And even in the Nag Hammadi, it says the victory was already won with Messiah. He won the victory for us already. So you, how can you lose?
Well, who with us?
Right.
Who with the Father?
Yeah, it's who with us, who can go against us? Yeah, I digress. It's just, it's plain and simple. You can't even twist that. How you going to twist that? Twist that one. Let me see you try to twist that one around.
Right.
Okay. So I'm back to the Keys of the Enoch, right? On page 263. Now listen to this. Now this takes us right back to our title. With his light brother's job on this earth, and look how the Father describes us. Listen to this. Listen what he said. That's Keys of Enoch, 263, 5 and 6. It says, for this reason, they are the remnant seed upon our planet, for they are the remnants of the higher Adam Tabin race. sent to the earth. They are the scattered remnant of the mind energies of the Adamic society from the other eons of time. This race was brought to earth to evolve a higher thinking intelligence and give linkage channels to new orders of evolutions since the time of the Sons of Light and the Great White Brotherhood have sustained the true Israel throughout all generations of man. Do you? Now, do I need to say much more who these Sons of Light that the Father is talking about? That's, this is, you see, this description, that it could be no perfect. It couldn't get no better than that. He called them the Adam Cabin race. It was sent to earth.
Mm-hmm.
This was their mission.
Mm-hmm.
This was their job.
Mm-hmm.
They were sent to
mm-hmm.
earth to do
mm-hmm.
this job.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect description.
Mm-hmm.
Not on top of that, he said of the higher thinking intelligence, give linkage to the new order of evolution. So he's talking about a changing
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
times of the evolving and to the higher dimensions, the fourth and fifth and sixth dimensions that this earth is about to come through. So they prepare you for this change that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what, like, this is only Light Brothers only talking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people, they talking about this, whatever they talking about. We're going to be raptured. No. They talking about things that the scriptures ain't talking about
right.
that. The scriptures is talking about this earth evolving to higher dimensions that's going to be pulled up. Now, if you seen my brother's video yesterday, he spoke of that beautifully. It was beautifully put how the people that don't adapt to this higher evolution of this wave that's going to come upon this earth, what's going to happen to some of them, the wicked, and what's going to happen to the righteous one, how both are going to both transform. See,
mm-hmm.
this is that higher knowledge
mm-hmm.
that we just talked about, we just read about,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Let me go ahead, brother. Something to him. What we have with time? What time are
we? Well, we good. 11:29.
Okay, check this out. Now, I'm going to say this right here to show you that vibrations is very, very, very important. That's why I said
mm-hmm.
all the universe vibrates. Now, like I was saying, these wicked jokers, they trying to crack this DNA code that's in these so-called black people. You know what I'm saying? These people of color, they trying to crack that code. But see, what they fail to realize is every time you read the Nag Hammadi and you read Enoch text, period, it keeps telling you that it's a vibration that's not on this earth. It's a frequency that's not on this earth. But that frequency is going to come down on this earth, and it's going to even knock out the vibration and frequency they're working on, even at the highest level that they got. So what this frequency is going to do is this, you know, if you watch frequency sound and it'll change like a good sound. If it's good vibration, it'll make a certain shape. If it's a bad vibration, it'll make a bad, ugly shape. Well, this vibration is going to come down. It's going to reconstruct your DNA. That's why they can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, that vibration is going to come down and reconstruct your DNA. It's going to use stuff that you thought was junk. It's going to use stuff and break it down from where it was at to another type of shape and figure, and it's going to vibrate on a level, and then when they put it together, it's actually doing it now while you sleep,
mm-hmm.
slowly,
mm-hmm.
secretly,
mm-hmm.
in darkness. You know what I'm saying? I will teach you the secrets of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
In the darkness, in your sleep, your DNA changes.
Mm-hmm.
And when that vibration comes, it's going to wake that stuff up, and it's going to do stuff. I'm going to find it in the Keys of Enoch and put that in one of my videos when they say it's a frequency going to come from the Great White Brotherhood or the B'nai Or, and it's going to cripple the frequency of this, the realm of the Archons, and they're going to be able to do nothing about it. I think it's called the Michael frequency. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, that was so perfect that I'm about to read it to you. Check this out. I'm about to read it to you. This is how the mother fathers work. Now, check this out. Keys of Enoch, 264, 8 and 9. But before I read it to you, I want to just mention one thing my brother said. See, these scientists of the world, they call, we got this DNA and they call it junk DNA.
Right.
But what they don't know, understand, is not junk DNA.
Right.
This is that DNA that my brother just said is going to help us to transform. But to put that out there is not junk. That is real live melanin that's going to help us to transform into these super beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I digress. But I want to go back off what my brother said. Remember what he said? Vibrations. Just hold on to that. Vibrations. Check this out. Keys of Enoch, 264. Listen what is 8 and 9. Now listen to this. It says, it is they who are the receptacles for the flame of the heavenly forefather, the recipients for the conscious architectures of the world. They are the indwelling consciousness of communication channels for the heavenly forefather, who is the mind of the universal intelligence governing our father's universe. Whenever the people of great light vibrations have used their vibrations to serve the higher mind and the revere the living universe, they keep accurate records and testimonies of where the higher universe would interconnect with lower evolutionary orders of creation. Now, when he was talking about that higher vibrations, just to show you that these higher vibrations is coming from the Heavenly Father, mm-hmm. giving it to mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. to give to you, to bring you on that higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And see, it's all connecting us back to where? The universal mind,
mm-hmm.
which is the eternal mm-hmm. Heavenly Forefather. It puts us back in harmony and connection where we have to be. Because see, we, in order for us to function on higher levels, they have to bring us up to the fifth and sixth and mm-hmm. seventh and eighth mm-hmm. dimension so we can function
exactly.
on the Heavenly Father
exactly.
and be equally balanced with Him. Exactly. Because if we unbalance with Him, we'll die.
Right.
You see, we destroy ourselves.
Right.
So that's when my brother was talking about the vibrations. It just explained the vibrations
right.
that you were
right.
talking about.
Right.
You see?
Right. Because their vibrations, they got to be higher than all kind of vibration of creation.
Right.
Because now they got vibrations and stuff that we know nothing about. Now, I heard a story 2 days ago, and like I said, this eclipse that happened on 4/30/2022,
mm-hmm.
It's all kind of entities coming into this realm now. Okay, 2 days ago, they said they found another Kadar giant in America, in South America, and they killed it. You know, the one over in the Middle East, but they all under the underground tunnels and stuff. They found one in South America, I think Saturday or Friday,
mm-hmm.
and they killed that one too. But these things come from under the earth. Like I said, you got entities coming from out of the portals that's opening up. That's why I say this eclipse is very important, because you got all kind of entities coming here because they know it's time for the transformation. And also we moving up. In fact, my brother just said the fourth and fifth dimension. So you're moving up with other spiritual entities that where they can come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're right. There's a lot of things in the inner earth that we have no clue
right.
that
right.
now they're coming about.
Right.
But see, this all ties into what Light Brother, you know, it still ties right into what I'm talking about, because see, it's going to start with Light Brothers and Sisters. You see what I'm saying? To protect you from these different entities that's going to come on the earth. But I digress. But I want to drive this point back home, you know, Light Brother's job, because it spoke about a lot about Light Brothers and Sisters. Now check this out. 264, 10 and 11. Now listen to this. This almost nailed it. It says, in these documents of light, the true Torah ore, the true Torah ore upon our planet, we find the message of the true Israel, and these linkage channels to the higher evolution man has been directly kept alive throughout the cycles of mortality so that the conscious patterns which leave the physical form can be made into light to become sons of light, active co-participants with the great brotherhood. See, as it says, the brotherhoods of light, which is the higher, what we call in the hierarchy, you see, corresponds with the sons of light, which is the children of light that's on this planet, that's doing the will of the divine heavenly Father. We cohort with them to bring you this light, this information, this wisdom, this knowledge. You see,
right.
It all goes hand in hand. See, but this is the sons of light's job, mission to bring you this light so that you can transform. And when I speak about, when I say you, I'm speaking about our nation because you got to have that melanin to even transform. And you have to be on this wavelength because if you're not, you know, praying and fasting and doing certain things, you will not never, ever be able to get on that wavelength because when that wave comes, it's going to know the who's who. You can't fool it. You can't deceive it. It's going to know.
Right.
So that's why they, you know, giving you a perfect description of light brothers and sisters' job. Now, this is going to take us to our last scripture. I don't know how much time we got left. Well, we got plenty of time left. What time we got left?
Oh, like 4, 5, 6, almost 7 minutes.
Okay. So this is going to take us to our last scripture that I have from the Keys of Enoch. Now, check this out. This sums it up. On 12 and 13, listen to this. At 12 and 13, it says, the key of Enoch tell us, whoever so will carry the flame of the Heavenly Father, the universal intelligence, will live in a field of glory of light, and they will be a people within a people, within energies of great rushing, uprising themselves to the sons of light and the great white brotherhood. The 10th key equates the true Israel with the ability to transcend the light as the people of the Yod spectrum. This transcendence allows them to illuminate the world by being the focus of a light channel which gives forth teachings of light directly connected with the sons of light and the great white brotherhood. You see the connection? You see, you know, it's letting us know. It's letting us know. Not only will these sons of light have glory in the upper eons, but it says the great rushing, uprising himself to sons of light, you know, with the brotherhoods of light. See, they work together. It's a together thing that happens with communication with the hierarchy that's given to us, that's given to the sons of light that's down on this earth doing their mission, their job, talking about this light, this truth. And then what I really like is in 13, listen to what it says, the 10th key equates with the true Israel the ability to transcend the light. So when my brother is doing a video, he's explaining the light, transcending it. He's breaking it down. He's giving it to you in such a way that only another light brother could break it down like that anyway. You see? That's why he's called the son of light, because he know how to distribute and break down the light. You see? And, I mean, it's just amazing. And that's why they consider us sons of light. You see? Because it is given to us to do a mission, to come down here to help our nation and to help them to get the light.
Mm-hmm.
Because as this world goes closer and closer to darkness, you see, the light is doing its job. See, it's here to do a job before it leaves, because the light is leaving for a time. Mm-hmm. It's going to leave. 3 days of darkness is coming.
Yes.
See, brother.
Yes. And those 3 days of darkness, I'm telling you, If you not in the father mother's protection, it's safe. It's going to be a whole lot of people got get caught out in the darkness. And when the darkness come, that means other entities out there, just like the purge. The purge showing you the when they make all these movies of the purge, is showing the people that's caught. That's why the purge always happens at night. You know what I'm saying? And then they have it where you're getting slaughtered and killed out there. That's what's going to happen. Those entities going to come in. They're going to tear this flesh up. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to suck that energy that's in your soul, that light that's in you, and they're gonna absorb it. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to go into chastisements, wherever that is at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you need to be ready or prepare yourself for these things that's about to come on the earth. If you don't know, pray and ask. If you don't know, try to listen to some other brothers who talk about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people don't want to listen to these so-called black people, these so-called Latino people, people of color, what's going to happen. But you better start listening to these people who've been despised. Like the Bible said, the despised of the earth, those are the ones you need to be listening to, the ones that have been despised. You know what I'm saying? Because they are the last, and they soon about to be the first.
Right. You perfectly said, brother. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That's what these scriptures meant. They so busy looking at these high-class preachers right. with million-dollar homes right. that's lying right. and deceiving
right.
you.
Right.
But the ones that's telling you the truth, you know, just think about this, and I'm going to hurry up. When Messiah was on this earth, did he live in a mansion? Did he live and was drove the best
right.
horse or
right.
lived? No, Messiah didn't even have a place to right. lay his head. Right. He laid on the ground.
Right.
I digress. Right. I'm just giving you clues.
Right.
You see. But anyway, I want to thank our divine heavenly forefather, our mother, Messiah, Metatron, for giving us another privilege to do another blog talk radio show. You know, it's by their will that we continue mm-hmm. to be able to do these things. So all praise and honor and glory to the Heavenly Father, Mother, Messiah, Metatron, who gives us the wherewithal to do this. So if this is will, we shall be back next week
mm-hmm.
with another blog talk radio show. And we want to thank all those who came or listened to our show. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully, if everything go right, if we still, we'll be back next week. So I'm going to say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Honey, you be peace, brothers and sisters. Victory to the chosen people.